Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Aleph by Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Aleph, the fifth Perek HaNizakin. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. On the previous Daf, Amoraim offered two explanations why one can only collect compensation for produce or improvements of a purchased land which was later found to have been stolen from the seller's own properties. However, a Braisa proves a different reason. Rabbi Nassan says, Amosai, when is it true that the compensation for the improvements are only collected from the seller's property? Only when the second purchase preceded the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them was created thereafter. But if the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them preceded the second purchase, he does collect from sold properties in the second purchaser's possession. This proves that the reason for the Mishnah is Mishimul del Kadem, because the improvements or produce did not precede the second purchase and not the reasons given by the Maraim on Daf Nun. The Gemara responds that it's a Machlokas Tanaim, and a Braisa records Tanaim who hold of the Amoraim's reasons. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, if one says to his friend, Shnei Kisin Kishorim Matsasali, you found two purses of mine tied together. V'hala Omer lo Matsasi ela Echad, and the other says, I only found one, Nishba, he must swear, because of Motiv Mixas, partial admission. But if he says, Shnei Shvarim Kishorim Matsasali, you found two oxen of mine tied together, and the other says, I only found one, he does not swear. The Gemara explains the distinction. Shvarim menatchim ahadadi, oxen pull apart from each other and may have broken free of each other. Therefore, the owner cannot be certain that the defendant found both oxen, and one does not swear against an uncertain claim. Kisin will menatchim ahadadi, purses, however, do not pull apart from each other, and therefore the owner knows that if the defendant found one, he must have found the other. If the finder concedes he found two oxen, but claims he returned one, he does swear because the owner can know with certainty he did not. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, Belezim Yaakov says, if one says, Mana l'avichu b'yodi be'achalti pras, a mana of your father's was in my possession, and I paid him half of it, harizin nishba, he must swear that he paid half. But the chamim say, eno el kameshi b'aveda upater. He's like one who returns lost property and is pater from swearing. The Gemara asserts that the orphan must be claiming the full amount, because otherwise everyone would agree the debtor wouldn't swear. The Machlokas is ultimately explained based on Rabba's rationale for the Shvua of Motiv Mixas. He explains that the defendant does not escape swearing based on his ability to have fully denied the debt because Chazaka in Adamei's Pana Bifnei Balchovo. It's presumed that a person is not brazen enough to completely deny his debt to his creditor's face. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that even to the creditor's son, a person is unable to completely deny the claim and therefore must swear. The Chachamim hold Bohu De'ino Meis, above Bivno Meis, to the creditor himself he's not so brazen to fully deny, but to his son he would be brazen enough to fully deny the claim. Since he partially admitted voluntarily, he's pater from swearing like one who returns a lost item. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous Daf, Amoraim offered two explanations why one can only collect compensation for produce or improvements of a purchased land which was later found to have been stolen from the seller's own properties. However, a Braisa proves a different reason. Rabbi Nassan says, Amosai, when is it true that the compensation for the improvements are only collected from the seller's property? Only when the second purchase preceded the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them was created thereafter. But if the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them preceded the second purchase, he does collect from sold properties in the second purchaser's possession. This proves that the reason for the Mishnah is Mishimul del Kadem, because the improvements or produce did not precede the second purchase and not the reasons given by the Maraim on Daf Nun. The Gemara responds that it's a Machlokas Tanaim, and a Braisa records Tanaim who hold of the Amoraim's reasons. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzhak said, if one says to his friend, Shnei Kisin Kishorim Matsasali, you found two purses of mine tied together. V'hala Omer lo Matsasi ela Echad, and the other says, I only found one, Nishba, he must swear, because of Motiv Mixas, partial admission. But if he says, Shnei Shvarim Kishorim Matsasali, you found two oxen of mine tied together, and the other says, I only found one, he does not swear. The Gemara explains the distinction. Shvarim menatchim ahadadi, oxen pull apart from each other and may have broken free of each other. Therefore, the owner cannot be certain that the defendant found both oxen, and one does not swear against an uncertain claim. Kisin will menatchim ahadadi, purses, however, do not pull apart from each other, and therefore the owner knows that if the defendant found one, he must have found the other. If the finder concedes he found two oxen, but claims he returned one, he does swear because the owner can know with certainty he did not. And point number three was taught in a brisa, but Lazim Yaakov says, if one says, mana l'avichu b'yodi be'achalti pras, a mana of your father's was in my possession, and I paid him half of it, harizin nishba, he must swear that he paid half. But the chachamim say, eino el kameshi b'aveda upater. He's like one who returns lost property and is pater from swearing. The Gemara asserts that the orphan must be claiming the full amount, because otherwise everyone would agree the debtor wouldn't swear. The Machlokas is ultimately explained based on Rabba's rationale for the Shvua of Moda B'Miksas. He explains that the defendant does not escape swearing based on his ability to have fully denied the debt because Chazaka in Adamei's Pana Bifnei Balchovo. It's presumed that a person is not brazen enough to completely deny his debt to his creditor's face. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that even to the creditor's son, a person is unable to completely deny the claim and therefore must swear. The Chachamim hold Bohu de'eno meiz, above Bivno meiz, to the creditor himself he's not so brazen to fully deny, but to his son he would be brazen enough to fully deny the claim. Since he partially admitted voluntarily, he's pater from swearing like one who returns a lost item. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Dafnin off, and our standard simmon is a beaver, because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, but did not have to swear when he was motive mixes and told his accuser, a man of your father's was in my possession and I paid him half of it. Once again, slow motion. The man whose beaver team, that must be more enough. The man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements, which reminds us, Rabbi Nassin says, when is it true that compensation for the improvements are only collected from the seller's property? Only when the second purchase preceded the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them was created thereafter. But if the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them preceded the second purchase, government achasim shubadim, he does collect from the sold properties in the second purchaser's possession. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the distinction between a case where one is accused of finding two purses tied together and he claims he found only one purse, and one accused of finding two oxen tied together and claiming he found only one. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, but did not have to swear when he was motive but mixes and told his accuser, a mana of your father's was in my possession and I paid him half of it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether the rationale why one must swear in a case of motive amixas, that it's presumed that a person is not brazen enough to completely deny his debt to his creditor's face, applies in a case when one is motive amixas to the creditor's son. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a person is also not brazen enough to deny the whole claim to the son and therefore must swear, whereas the Chachamim hold he would be brazen enough, and therefore partial admission is likened to him being meishiv aveda, returning a lost object. So once again, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, but did not have to swear when he was motive but mixas and told his accuser, a man of your father's was in my possession and I paid him half of it. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf mem zayin. So the simmer daf mem zayin is a maze. So here goes. The group of cannibals running through the green maze. Maze, that must be one daf. Mem Zion. The group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us of the man who sold himself to cannibals who was discovered to be Yisrael Mumer, and how Reish Lakish killed the cannibals by tricking them and swinging his bag with a hard ball in it. So the group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, fell into pits that an idolater was permitted to dig, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus about an idolater's purchase of land in Eretz Yisrael regarding exempting from Miser and digging pits. So the group of cannibals running through the green maze being chased by a rabbi, swinging his knotted bag with a hard ball in it, fell into pits that an idolater was permitted to dig, and never made to the end where buyers of rights to produce were joyously bringing the Bikurim and reciting the Psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Hamocher sedeh leperos, one who sells his field regarding rights for its produce. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mevi bekore, the buyer brings bikurim and recites the bikurim psukim. Reish Lakish says, Mevi ve'eno kore, he brings bikurim but does not recite the psukim. Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds, kinyan peros kekinyan akuftami, the ownership of rights to something's produce is tantamount to ownership of the principal itself. Therefore, he can write the psukim which include, quote, the land which you have given me. Reish Lakish holds that ownership of the rights to the land's produce is not like owning the land itself, and therefore he cannot recite the psukim. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is a brainiac. So here goes. The brainiac. That must be more on Daf Memches, brainiacs. The brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by the purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brothers dividing inheritance of land theory, which reminds the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish follow the positions, if Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, in a second case, Hamocher Sadeu Bezman Sheh Yovel Noeg, one who sells his field during a time when Yovel is enforced, Rabbi Yochanan says the buyer brings Bikurim and recites the Psukim, and Reish Lakish says he cannot recite them. Since the buyer will have to return the field in Yovel, his ownership is essentially only a right to its produce. Rabbi Yosef demonstrates Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is reflected in his position that Achin Shechalku Lukuchosen, brothers who divide and inheritance are considered buyers of their portions. So the brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, which reminds us the fifth paragraph begins, Hanizakin Shamin Lahem Be'idis. Losses of damaged parties are assessed and then paid with superior quality of land of the responsible party, Balcho Be'benonis, and a creditor of a standard debt, such as a loan, is paid with average land, Uksubas Isha Biziburs, and a woman's ksuba is paid with inferior land. Ramirez says even a woman's ksuba is paid with Benonis. So the brainiac at the Going Green Conference, who just presented his thesis on the recitation of Bikurim Psukim by a purchaser of land during Yovel, based on his brother's dividing inheritance of land theory, was overshadowed by the brainiac proudly showing off his three different grade lands for different types of creditors chart, who explained the Talmudic discourse whether Edis is assessed based on the property of the Nizak or Mazik, which reminds the Gemara brings the Malchukas where Bishmon Rekiva how Edis is assessed for damages, if B'da Mazik Sheminin or B'da Nizak Sheminin, whether it's assessed according to the damager's property or whether it's assessed according to the damaged party's properties. Daf Mem Test. So the Simmer Daf Mem Test is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Test, meat, butcher. The butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shech scored an ox of hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who said, Shorshal hektish shenagu shorshal hedya pater. If a hektish's ox gores a commoner's ox, hektish is pater from paying, b'shal hedyot shenagu shorshal hektish. But if a commoner's ox gores hektish's ox, bein tam ubein muad, whether his ox was a tam or a muad, m'shalom nezek shalom, he pays full damages to hektish. He interprets the drasha of Shorre Ehu as teaching that the distinction to pay half damages for a tam only applies to a friend's ox, but damages to Hektish's ox are always paid in full. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht gored an ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, which reminds us, although the payment from edis is actually a deraisa, Rabbi Shimon he did darsh time of the cry. It is the opinion Rabbi Shimon usually darshens the reasoning of the pasuk, and he's saying the Torah required paying damages from edis for a tikkun olam. In a brisa, he explains the benefit because of robbers and extortioners. So a man will say, why should I steal or why should I extort? Tomorrow, Basin will come and seize my property and take away my best field. So the butcher with the green apron, who was visibly upset when the ox he was going to shecht, Gordon Ox of Hektish, requiring him to pay from his edis, a deraisa payment that dissuaded some local gazlanim and chamsanim from their pursuits, was jealous when he heard some yosomim telling Amana she could only collect her ksuba from Ziburis, which reminds us. The Gemara explains that there's an additional chiddush in teaching that ksuba is collected from an orphan Ziburis. I might think that because of favor, as Rashi explains, better collections rights as an incentive for a woman to marry, the rabbis were making a latter collect from Beinonis. The Mishnah teaches that this isn't so, and that even a ksuba is collected from Yusom Ziburis. There's a malchus whether she collects from Beinonis or Ziburis when it comes to collecting her ksuba from her husband. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The disappointed Balchov, who was on a non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, which reminds us, Gamora concludes that the restriction to only collect Ziburi's from Yosomim includes adult Yosomim. So the disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, flew over some gifted Bainini's properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's field, which reminds Rav Chodvai Bar Ami asked, can a creditor collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? He explains, was the enactment which required collection from unsold properties made Mishum Seda de Lukuchos because of the loss of purchasers? But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, he would not have given him a gift. Therefore, Matana is considered like a Pseda de Lukuchos, a purchaser's loss. So, the disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, flew over some gifted Bainini's properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation from the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Bechina said, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step do the question if a creditor can collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? That's on Duff. None. Good. Number two, which step do when Rabbi Nassan holds that compensation for improvements are collected from the purchaser property when the second purchase came after improvements of the first purchaser? That's on Duff. None off. Good. Number three, which step about the three different grade lands paid to three different types of creditors, Edis, Bainanis, and Ziburis? That's on Duff. Memchas. Good. Number four, which of the when a woman always collects her ksuba from Yosomim from Ziburis, and as Malka is what she collects from when collecting from her husband? That's on Duff. Memtes. Good. Number five, which of the one what the distinction is between one admitting he found one of two purses tied together where he has to swear, and the case of admitting he found one of two oxen tied together where he does not? That's on Duff. Nunav. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss redeeming one who sold himself and his sons to idolaters three times? That's on Duff. Memvav. Good. Number seven, which stuff are two explanations given as to why produce which grew in a stolen field can only be collected from the seller's own property? That's on Duff. Nun. Good. Number eight, which stuff do the nechokas of Kenyan Paris could Kenyan group regarding buying land while Yovel is in force? That's on Duff. Memches. Good. Number nine, which stuff do Mokok is whether the rationale behind having to swear in a case of moda b'miksas applies when being moda to the creditor's son? That's on Duff. Nanov. Good. Number 10, which stuff does the Gemara conclude that the restriction to only collect Ziburis from a Yosomim includes adult Yosomim? That's on Duff. None. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Rum Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.